Okay. Yesterday we had a haskala in Shkalim. Shkalim Daf Aleph in Yerushalmi was yesterday, and today we have Shkalim Yerushalmi Daf Beis. And we are on Aleph Amid Beis. Aleph Amid Beis, towards the bottom. We spoke about how the first day of Adar was the day that they started making announcements about collecting the Machatzis HaShekel. We said maybe the Ramban notes that it's called Shekel in Chazal, even though it's a Machatzis. Okay. We went to the source. What is the source that is collected on the first day of Adar? So we said maybe it was because the first time it was collected on the first day of Adar, Rabbi Hiba Chodesh Arishon, based on the Pasuk at the end of Sefer Shmos. And then we said maybe it's based on a Gzeira Shava. L'chadshe, just like L'chadshe by HaChodesh Zalachem refers to Nisan, so too the Pasuk here by the Shkalim referred to Nisan, so it has to be from the new Shekel HaKodesh from Nisan, so it takes about a month to collect them all. And that's why they go back a month for Adar. What does Mashmian mean? It means to announce. That's what we said at the end based on the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Okay, so now Taman Tanina, four lines to the bottom here on Aleph Amud Beis. Taman Tanina, the Mishnah we had in Megillah tells us, Ein min Adar Harishon Adar Hasheni Ella Mikra Megillah Matanas Lavyanim. Right, the only difference between the first and the second Adar is Mikra Megillah and Matanas Lavyanim. So that's a big discussion there. Is that really true? Is there no other difference? What about Mishloach Manos? Oh, that goes to the Matanas Lavyanim, or that goes to the Mikra Megillah. Right, which one is that? What about Seuda? What about so remember there's a Machlokes Tanaim there from the first Berakah Megillah about when you read the Megillah. Do you read it in the first one because of Zrizus? Or Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs, do you read it in the second one because you have to want to be Mismach Geula LeGeula, that we know was what we paskin, that we always have the Mitzvahs of Purim in the second Adar. But the Mishnah says here, the difference between the first and the second Adar is obviously in the days when there was they might have decided at different times whether there should be a second Adar, but the difference is Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lev Yonin. Rav Simon b'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Yeshua ben Levi adds on to the Mishnah, Av Shimu Ashkalim v'kelayim b'neim. Another difference is our Mishnah, the announcements of the Shekel on the Kelayim, that only happens in the second Adar. Doesn't happen in the first Adar. So that's another difference between the first and the second Adar, says Rav Yeshua ben Levi. We're not going to announce twice, right? So you only announce once on the second one. Rabbi Chelbo, so the next line is taken out by some. The Karban Eda takes it out, but the Pnei Moshe keeps it in. We'll read it based on the Pnei Moshe. Rabbi Chelbo, V'rav Chuna V'rav. B'shem, Rav Chia Rabba, Hakol Yotzen Bar Basar, Shehuz Man Kriyasa. Everyone is Yotze with reading the Megillah on the 14th, which is the real Ikersman Kriya. Right, what is that doing here? We don't have other, halachas of Mikra Megillah here. So that's why the Karban Eda takes that. He thinks it's just Nigrar from the fact that we just quoted, some other Purim halachas, which we're going to relate back to our Mishnah and Rabbi Shub and Levi. But, the Pnei Moshe says, no, maybe it's just based on this, ha'ara that we just had. And that is that, Shimua Rishkalim and the Kelayim is another difference between the two. So if you look in the Pnei Moshe, right in the middle of the wide lines, Aresha de Masnisan. It's referring back to the, beginning, of the, Mishnah there, where the Mishnah says, what happens, remember the first Berakah of Megillah, if you read the Megillah, Ba'adar Rishon, Venis Abra Hashanah. What happens if you read the Megillah and you had Adar and everything's good? And then all of a sudden, towards the end of the month, it's decided there's going to be a second Adar. We already did all of the mitzvahs in the first Adar, right? Va'alok kama Rabbi Chelbo. That's what Rabbi Chelbo is referring to. That really, if you already did all the mitzvahs in the first Adar, so then do you have to do the mitzvahs again in the second Adar? So that's a chumrah. That's a chumrah. Ikra din you a yotzei. You had Purim. You had Purim. You a yotzei. So the second Adar, you should do the mitzvahs because it's a chumrah. That's when everybody's doing it. Again, so in that circumstance, that's when the Tezvav people could be Yotze even on the Yodala, because that's the Ikazman Kriya. So that's what Rabbi Chelbo is adding on here. Once we said that the Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, the only difference between Kamei Gelo and Hazavionim. So we're referring back, this last line of Rabbi Chalba, referring back to the other line of that Mishnah, that if you already read it in Adar Rishon, so then you can read it in Adar Sheni, but in that case, you can read it even on Yudalot. The Pekiya Gavana says the Pnei Moshe, HaKol Yotzeh B'Kriyas Yom Yudalot, Bein HaHayaros, Bein B'Krachim, HaMukafish, Mizmach Kriyas HaLakol. Right, usually we don't pass it that way. A Tesvav and a Yudalot, they can't switch, can't mix and match. But in this case, we already Yotzeh the first time, so then one can read it, because that's Man Kriyasa. Okay, fine. Then we're going to get back to the previous line, but one Makar, I think I mentioned this in a Shia recently, I don't remember which one. There's a Mara Kohen at the beginning of the Megillah. The Mara Kohen is Rabbi Tzalo Mivilna, the brother of Rabbi Shlomo Mivilna, who wrote the Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara. But the Mara Kohen wrote the Mara Kohen, Rabbi Tzalo Kohen, his brother wrote the Mara Kohen. But here in this one, in the first piece in Megillah, he quotes his brother, Rabbi Tzalo, Rav Shlomo. He quotes there and he wonders, why is it that Chazal made this Din Rabbanan as different days for different people? Yes, we know based on the reasons given in the Megillah, this one that they rested on Yudal, they fought the war on Yud Gimel and rested on Yudalit, and they fought on Yudalit and rested on Tesav, which the Minchas Chein points out in one of his Svarim there by Olbam, that the Purim is on the day that we rested after the war, not the day we won the war. Right? Everywhere else they won on Yud Gimel and rested on Yudalit. And then everybody else rested in Shushan, they fought on Yudalit and they rested on Tesvav, because the Ikar of Milchamas and Yadus is not about the Milchama. It's about victory. It's about after we won, we'll be able to go back to our regular Avodas Hashem lives. Right? And that's why the celebration is the day after. The day after. So the Mara Kohen here, he wonders, why is it that Chazal made it that it's a different day? It's based on it's really the question that we're showing him. You go to the Ran. It says, because of Aran, v'yeshkan she'ela, maro anshigat zakadola l'chalik mitzvah zu l'yom chalukim, ma'she'enkim b'shar mitzvahs, v'tara amr, tara achas, u'mishpadachad yelachem, v'shamati b'pi mar achi hagonzal. I heard this from my brother of Shlomo. V'yesh lomar, b'shum dechsev be'emes, as we know the Gemara Megillot quotes this, e'la ha'mitzvahs v'darshinan, e'la ha'mitzvah she'en navi rashar l'chadish ever me'ata. A navi is not allowed to create new mitzvahs, as we know, only maybe uncover mitzvahs that were there earlier. Hilkach, av shemikra megillah masu smach lahosev al divrei Torah, even though they did find a pasuk as a remez to allow them to institute mikra megillah, mikomakom lo ratzu lazos mitzvah zu kein shal Torah mamish, shehi Torah achas mishpadecha l'kol Yisrael. They dafka have different days, so we know that it's not a din daraisa. So we know that it's not a new mitzvah. This is obviously different. The fact that you do it one day, I do it the other day, is obviously a rabbinic creation. Ubekivun chilku mitzvah zulazmanim chalukim laharos shumi devrayim kein shamati mimenu. So it's dafka done on different days to show that, you know, it's a din derabbanan. We don't want anybody to think that it's a din derais. Actually, it reminds me of a Gemara in Sanhedrin, there's a Gemara there that also, one of the Amoraim, performed one of the Mises Bezdin after the time that there was no Sanhedrin. And the question is, how could they do that? Go against the din of performing. Ah, that's what it was. It was the Sreifa was done. I think it's around Mem Zion or so. The Gemara says, let me just find it, if I can for a second. If I could find the Gemara, if not, I'll just say it outside. It's Mem Zion, where he made it was one of the Amoraim made two mistakes. Ta Betarti and Nun Beis. Here it's the story of there were two mistakes. Imrita Bas Tli Bas Kohen Shazinsa. There's a woman that was Dinsa. Akfa Rav Chama Bar Tuvia Chavile Zmuros V'Sarfa. Rav Chama Bar Tuvia wrapped her in Chavile Zmuros and vines, and it V'Sarfa, and she was Chayev Sreifa. She was a Bas Kohen, right? Misas of a Sreifa. So he burned her. Amar of Yosef Ta Batadi. Rav Yosef says he made two mistakes here. Number one, Ta Batadi of Masa. Rav Masa says Bizlachi Yish Kohen Yish Mishra, Bizlachi Yish Kohen Mishra. There's no Sanhedrin. So what is he, it's too late, what are you doing down Mises Bezdin? And number two, that's not what we Sreifa is. We know Gemara Mishnah said Edger. Sreifa is hot lead down the throat, not the wrapping somebody in vines. So he made two mistakes. That's the, so if you look in the back, the Marshal, on the bottom of the Marshal, he says, no, one answers the other. But he knows the halacha, two mistakes, that, and he knows that that's not any disreifa. But he dafka did disreifa in the wrong way, so you don't think that this is the din daraisa. Right? He dafka did it in a different way, so that, you know, it's realized that we don't want anybody to think that this is the real, din, daraisa, says the Marshal here on Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Let me just see if I could, find that line. Yesh li liyashvo, delota, ulitzarach shahaya, umishamachi sreifa shalo kidine yisrael, bepsilos eva, shalo yomru, dunna, filibazanaze, elisrefa li fisha, vitzarach shah, lo so adarhaya. Veineni kacholik ala talmud, shereim bo nafkusa, lo lechiva, lo ftora, veinze elo lemashicha. I'm not posking against the Gemara, where the Gemara says he made two mistakes. I'm just saying that maybe these two mistakes could be answered one with the other. So it's similar to what the Mara Cohen says here at the beginning of Megillah, the two different days of Purim. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara on top, Amar Reb Yosa, the top line, Beis Min Aleph, Vios, this is appropriate. What's appropriate? That the announcements are only done, now we're going back to the line of Reb Yishua ben Levi, that the announcements are only done on the second Adar, the second Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. That's when the announcements were done. Why? Klum amru mashbina lashkalam lo kadeshi avi yisol shekleim bo nasan. Right? Is it, don't you make the announcements, as we learned yesterday, in order for the Jews to be reminded to bring the shkalim in the right time, a month later, within the next month, im omer at v'adar arishon, if you announce Adar Rishon, bring the shkalim, at kadun is b'shasa shisan yom, there's 60 days until you need the shkalim. You think anybody's going to do it yet? I have 60 days. I have plenty of time. I don't have to do it. If you do it too early, sometimes too early is also not good. Right? My father-in-law would like to say, you know, a minute, he says, talk about the Yekis, about being on time. He says, a minute late is not on time, but a minute early is also not on time. I mean, it's good to come to davening a few minutes before on time, but there's some Yiddish phrase that even a minute early is not. So if you do it too early, then people aren't going to take you seriously anyway. So people are just going to listen. So you got to do it 30 days early. That's what the Tikkun Chadatin says, right? Chayshinan shema yismachu sheyesh lefneim od shos harbe ubetokach yifshu. And through that, they're going to be negligent. V'lo yaviu bizman. They won't bring a bizman. V'yashkechan bekameduchte shechashu chachamim letzamtzim bizmanon shlo yaktim v'lo yacher. You find numerous times, says the Tikkun Chadatin, remember we started yesterday, he's the commentary on Shkalim from Shalom Mishklov, Talmud of the Gra. So he says we find often that Chazal limited a certain amount of time so that you do it in that time. So that's why it makes sense that the Hashma'a on Shkalim is only Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. But also, says the Gemara, also the announcement about Kilayim that took place on Rosh Chodesh Adar, it's also Adar Sheni. Klum Amar Yotzen Afal Kilayim. Don't we say, why do you go on a Kilayim? Lo Kadeshi Yu Hatzmachim Nikarim. So that, you know, a few weeks later, the Shlichim Abezim will go out and actually uproot. If you didn't listen and rip out your Kilayim, they'll do it for you. But if it's too early, remember, one of the reasons that we add on a month in Adar was because the Tfu isn't ripe yet and it's not growing well. So if you announce too early and then the bez is not going to have to go out, it's not going to be nikar yet. What's growing? Im omer at ba'adar harisho, not kadun, even tekikin, it's still small, the growths are nikar yet, what's kilayim? And therefore, also, it won't serve its purpose. So that's why both kilayim and shkalim, Rabbi Yosa says, he supports Rabbi Shua ben Levi's statement. Shua ben Levi says that these announcements were made on Adar Sheni. Remember, the Kilayim that we're talking about, there are different types of Kilayim, as the Mishnayos describe in Maseches Kilayim, as we spent a lot of time on in Maseches Kilayim, but five types of Kilayim, because how do you break it up? But most commonly broken up is Kilay Zroim and Kilay HaKerem, right? Zroim are the seeds, Kilay HaKerem, a vine, grapes, with Tfuah or Yerakos. And number three is Kilay Begadim, right? What we call Shatnez. That's at the last parak of Maseches Kilayim. And then you have the two types of Kilay Behema, cross breeding and cross working, right? Harkava and working Kilay Avodas of the animals. And each one requires its own elaborate discussion. But that's the within the larger framework and rubric of Kelayim. The Ramban, you know, we've mentioned in the past, the Ramban in Yutes, 1919, in Kedoshim discusses the Hashkafa behind certain Kelayims, the creation types, I guess not the working types, but the creation types of creating different new breeds, says the Ramban, Vatam b'Kelayim, Atam b'Mitzvah Kelayim, is that don't try to play God. Right, that's Kelayim. Right, Hashem created all the species that he feels should be species in the world, whether it's plants and whether it's animals. And you're trying to create new. Ki Hashem bara b'min haminim ba'olam b'chol ba'alei nefashos b'tzmachim ba'alei nefesh. V'nasam koach atolad, he gave them ability to reproduce. V'amarkev shnei minim mishane u'machish b'maisa b'reishis. Hashem, you forgot this one. And that's why I'm going to make it. I'm going to help out Hashem. And a lot of them won't reproduce. That's the Ramban. Again, it's a little tricky. One has to know, like, when is it in Isser of Kelayim of acting like God, and one is it a fulfillment of v'chiv shuha, and you have to go and conquer the world and create refuas and yeshuos for all the illnesses out there, and be creative. So it's a fine line between being creative within Avodas Hashem and being creative in the Kelayim world. But again, you have to know what's Kelayim. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Chizkiah Sha'al. Reb Chizkiah Sha'al, the Tiklan Chadatin, he always has many comments now on the Masechta, says, Sha'al in Yerushalmi often doesn't mean that he asked a question, but he says, this is my Shita, do you agree with me? You think I'm right? Sha'al Eitzal B'nei Beis HaMedrash Im Yaskimu Al Shitaso HaNachona Be'enav. Do you agree with me? He says, this is what the Yerushalmi often writes, Eino Lashon She'ela V'Ibaya El Hashaya Borer Be'enav. It was clear in his mind that this is what he thinks. V'lo Sha'al Elem Nachon Gam B'nei Beis HaMedrash. Do you agree with me? So Reb Chizkiah Sha'al, he commented, Me'ata, if this is true, as we'll see what the Me'ata is going on, Me'ata, if the reason that Hashma, Shkalim, and Kelayim take place dafka on the Sheni, because there's still plenty of time earlier, so then, B'nei Bavel Mashmin al Sheglehem, Me'rosho Shel, switch the gears, Choref. Right? Maybe the B'nei Bavel, who are sending Shkalim from very far out, should send Shkalim from the middle of the winter. Kidei, skip the word low. Kidei view Yisrael Shekleh Bonasan. If the whole point is for all the Shkalim to come, during Adar, to be able to be ready for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, should we work backwards? So the people who have a longer distance to send the Shkalim, and we want to make sure that they all get there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the term between Alishkam and Achadashim is Bana, Bechad Benisan. So says Reb Chizkiah, is it true that, I think it's true, do you agree with me, that the B'nai Bavel, depending on where you live, you have to send the Shkalim earlier, not just from Rosh Chodesh Adar, so that you'll get there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why? Because you want, when you do the Truma Salishka, when you do the Truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you want to do it on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. You want everybody to be included in the Kapara of the Karbanos, so you have to have all the Shkalim there. According to this Shita, some Machlokas we'll have later on, they don't have in mind those people whose Shkalim aren't there yet. And that's why Reb Chizkiah is saying that, don't they all have to be there? And you want everybody to be part of the group. So don't we assume that, they all have to, be there? That's his question. Right? Be'echad b'nisan, so that everybody is there. All of them are there. So says the Gemara, no. Heise Rabbi Ula Kumri Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Chizkiah, we don't agree. Right? You think that they all have to be there before, and so they could all have when you do the first truma? But one second, Vahatanina, but didn't we learn later on that we do three trumos? We do three trumos. B'shlosha prakim bashana, tarbanes alishka, b'pros ha-pesach, b'pros ha-tzeres, b'pros ha-chag. We do three trumos before each of the chagim. Why do we do that? Right? Why do we do the three trumos? Right? Amar Lei, now he explains. Lo, Elaine, lo, we skipped the word Neymar. Isn't it because Elaine the craven b'pras ha-pesach, Elaine the rechikin b'pras ha-tzeres, Elaine the rechikin min hon b'pras ha-chag? Don't we do it three times in order to be able to cover the people whose shkalim aren't there yet? Right? Why do we do it before the first one? Whoever's there yet. Why do we do it later on, before Sukkos? because maybe Shkalim came later and you want them to be, right, to be included, right? And therefore, what is the, they don't all have to be there at the beginning of Nisan. Look at the, Tiklan Chadatin. Halan on the left side. Halan de Krovin beproza Pesach. De Kosal Gadaitach. De Mishamachi lo yutarminu hamachas. What do we think? What's the Havamina? Why do you have to be Toreim three times? Mishum shaharachokim adain lo yivyu shakleim. Because the people from afar, their shkalim aren't here yet. Visvirale, and we still hold, in terminala asiligvos. We don't even mind the people who are, they're gonna get here in the future. So, you see, you don't announce it, they don't send in the winter. You send at the time of Adar, and they get there later. Vinimsa, sharachokim, lo yilem, chelek, betvidi, tzibr, kalashana. If you just do one shroom at the beginning of Nisan, and these people, shkalim, aren't there yet, they're never gonna be included in the kapara. That's why they tore him on these three times, but Parasa Pesach, on Erev Pesach, Mishim Halalu de Krovim, because those who are close, Parasa Chag, people who are in the middle, or Sukkis in the middle, the Kasha, and ends off a Chetikon Katin, so it's a Kasha and Rechizkia. Rechizkia says, the Chazin, the Gabi B'nei Bavel, Eina Machrizim, Abbechad Mandar. You see, even the Bavel people, the B'nei Bavel, they go by Andar, and they just send it, and it gets there late. Right, so they don't agree that it is done earlier, because according to you, Rabbi Chizkia, why would they be Torim three times of the year, during the year, if it's going to all be there by the first moment? Answers the Gemara. Amale, no. Rabbi Chizkia says, I have a reason. Even if it's all there, you wanted to, you do three trumas. Kula ka'achas haisa ba. Really, it all came. It all came at the Shkalim. They came before Nisan so that they could all be included. Why? Because again, he holds that you're not Torim on the Asid Ligvos. And if the people don't send it by the first of Nisan, they won't be included in the Tamidei Tzibur until Sukkis. And then at the end of Sukkis, maybe they'll be included. But all the Shkalim are once. Aye, so why do you have three Trumas? V'lama Amru B'Tshal V'Shalosh B'Prakin K'dei Lasos Pumbi Ladavar. You do it a few times to make a big pomp and circumstance about the Truma. Right? It's not about the taking out the money to emphasize to show everybody that we're taking out money for the Truma as Halishka. To do a piersum. It's a Dindar Rabbanan. It's a Dindar Rabbanan. Look at the Tiklan Chadatin, right in the middle of the first column. V'Rabbananu Dechilku L'Gimel Zmanim. Mishum Dechilu Zmanim Alalu Heizvak Kilo L'Kol Yisrael Alalu Saregel. All the Jews are in Yerushalayim at these three times, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkis. So you want to make a big thing. You want people to know. L'kacha yitarim bizmanim alalu, l'man yedu kulam, sheyesh l'kol echad miYisrael, chelek b'kol korban haSibur, shemakrivim b'chol yom v'yom. You want people to know that they have a chelek in the korban haSibur. They have a chelek, and that's what you do with that. You like, every time they go for Yantif, they'll see the Truma. Oh, my shkalim. You know, I'm connected to the korban haSibur. Everybody will realize that. And he quotes, you find this elsewhere as well. V'hachi ashkechan, the Tiklan Chadin quotes other times. The payasos, the trumas hamizbeach, right? The lottery that they made in the morning. Who's going to do the avoda every day? They could have done it lahafiz pamachas, but they split it up into four payasos to make, to publicize. And there's different times, remember by the Mishayas and Menachas. Sometimes we do things to publicize lahosi milib mishalat sukim. We find that also to emphasize, what is the halacha, right? Because they say a menachas a Shabbos, and so we have a lot of pop and circumstance by the menachas. Should I cut? Cut. Should I cut? Cut. Should I cut? Right, all the different mishnayis in Maseches Menachas. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi, hey nikra v'lo nivas. Who could read these psukim without starting to shake? Right, that's already the musar. We should read psukim and start shaking, or be happy, or feel intense, right? Latova, konadiv leif. When it comes to, giving to the Mishkan for good things, everyone whose heart was uplifted gave to the Mishkan. Konadiv leif. Lera, when it came to the Egel, vayisparku, kalam es nizviyazam asher bazneim. Right? Every single Jew, every single man, right, gave from their gold. So the Gemara is knocking us, right? That when it came to the Mishkan, only certain groups gave. Those who have uplifted spirit. But for the Egel, we all gave, right? That's the Mefarshim explained, Tikkun Chadatin, the koach of the Yetzirah. That's why you read the Psukim, and we should realize the power that the Yetzirah has Mehemana lomedim kamagodu kocho she yetzahara. Or continuing, Litova, when it's to the good, by Har Sinai, Vayotze Moshe, Moshe had to take us out to Har Sinai. Lira, Vatikra Vanelai Kolchem, when it came to the Meraglim, we all came by ourselves, Vatikra Vanelai Kolchem. Litova, Oz Yasher Moshe Vene Yisrael, for the good, right? Moshe had a like kind of encourage, Moshe Vene Yisrael's son. Lira, when it came to the Meraglim, Vatisa Kola Eda, Vayinu Es Kolam, they all started lifting up their voice without any type of encouragement. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ba, Achein Hishkimu Hishchisu Kol Ashchas Hashay Osem Ashkama Hay Osen Osa. This is also a reference to a contrast when they get up early. Right, it's the pasuk in Navi that we get up early to do negative. The pasuk says in Tzafanya. In Tzafanya, Amarti Ach Tiri Osi Tichi Musar V'lo Yikaris Beona Kol Asher Bakati Aleha. Even Hishkimu Hishchisu Kol Alilosam. Right, they woke up early to do the negative. We have to try to wake up early to do Zriza Makdim and Lemitzvus. But again, this is different contrast that the Gemara says. One more line, which basically sums it up. Amar Rabbi Babaracha Einat Yachol Lamod Al Ofi Shalom Mazos. It's hard to put our finger on the ofi of this nation. Nitzban la'egel v'nosnin, right? We're asked to give money to the egel and we give. Nitzban la'mishka v'nosnin, but then we give to the mishka too. So the Gemara earlier contrasted it, but it's going a little wishy-washy, right? We're back and forth. It reminds me of a thought of the Gra. There is a question on that's discussed on the Shita of the Rambam. What Shita of the Rambam? Right, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that there are three books that are open on Rosh Hashanah. Shloshes Rav Mitzachan b'Rosh Hashanah. One of the Rishon Gemurim and one of the Tzadikim Gemurim and one of the Beinonim. One of the Beinonim. The Tzadikim are done. Nechtamim echtamim la'alter l'chaim on Rosh Hashanah. The Rishon Gemurim are done also on Rosh Hashanah. The Beinonim are tluyim v'omdin until Yom Kippur. And Zachu, then they are nechtavim l'chaim and lo zachu nechtamim l'misa. So number one, what's a Beinoni? What's a Beinoni and what does Zachu mean? So Beinoni, Rashi says, Mechsa al Mechsa. Rashi says, this is Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. Risham Gemurim, Rumam Avonos. Sounds like majority sins, right? Tzadik would be majority mitzvahs. What's a Beinoni? Mechsa al Mechsa. Half and half. So how many people in the world are half and half exactly the same? I don't know, six? I don't know how many. And that's what a Teres Be'etshuva is for? Only for those people. Everyone else are finished. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Number one. So that's interesting. But if you look in the Rambam says, when he quotes this Gemara, he says, you have to do, during a Teres Be'etshuva, you have to do tshuva. And the Rambam says, if you did tshuva, then you're zocha. And if you don't do tshuva, then you're not zocha. So I asked the Achronim on the Rambam, what do you mean? Asu tshuva. Forget tshuva. If you have to do more mitzvahs. What if I didn't do tshuva, but I did more mitzvahs than Averis this week? I should win. Because Rosh Hashanah, Beinoni. And then if, as long as I do any more mitzvahs than Averis, I should win. So why do I have to do tshuva? I have to do tshuva. So the Emek Bracha quotes, an answer, which is probably the real answer. And that is, the Emek Bracha says, look, remember, since we made tshuva the first 10 days of the new year, how do you affect the previous year? It's really done. It's too late to get a deduction. Right? So how do you go, there's only one way to go backwards, and that's tshuva. Because tshuva could erase sins from the previous year. And then memeila, then I have more mitzvahs than averus the previous year. Otherwise, if I'm a beinoni, it's equal. Right? So how do I go back? It's the previous, date. So tshuva is the only way to go backwards. You can't add on after the date. So that's what the Emek Bracha says. But this quoted b'shem the Gra, that the Gra has another answer. And that is, if you look in Brachas on the Samach Aleph in the Bavli, Rava says, I'm a Beinoni. What's a Beinoni? What's a Beinoni? Like the Tanya is the Sefer Shal Beinonim. The Gemara says there, B'yosei Aglili Omer, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftan, Rishaim Yetzer Ra Shoftan, Beinoni Zevzeh Shoftan. What does that mean? So explains the Gra, that a tzaddik doesn't mean he's perfect. Nobody's perfect. A tzaddik means basically somebody who naturally does the right thing. Our netiyah is to do the right thing. We fall too. We make mistakes. But the general thing is yetzer tov shoftan. A rush is the opposite. Basically does the wrong thing. Yetzer ra shoftan. Once in a while, he'll do a mitzvah. But it's not like his natural. And a benoni, is zevzeh shoftan. There's no natural netiyah. Sometimes this, sometimes that. I'm not naturally. Asa tshuva, that's what a benoni is. Asa tshuva means if I make myself into somebody who's, you know, yetzer tov shoftan. That's what that's what the Rambam means. That's why I have to do tshuva, because it has to be that. So, because benoni, right, according to that gra, benoni is, wishy-washy and back and forth. And that's what the Gemara says here. That's what Rabbi Ba Bar Acha says. How can we figure us out, right? We're this way, we're that way. Okay. Tana, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Hada Masnisa, like this Brisa. Yasiza Kaporas Zahav Tahor, Yavazov Shal Kaporas via Chaper, Al Zavo Shalegel. The gold of the Aron, of the Mishkan, should come and be Machaper on the gold of the Egel. Period. There is a big discussion of the Achronim. We know the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Chavav Ish, right? I think Chavav, about Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegar, right? You can't use a shofar of a cow. Right, and you can't, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the gold investments in the Kodesh Kadashim, because it reminds Hashem of the Egel, and therefore, in Kategar, Nase, Sanegar, is that appropriate? The prosecutor can't be the defense attorney. So, what's going on here? Right, the other Chazal, ask the Mizrahi, beginning of Parsha Shmini, how is it that we say, oh, the gold of the Mishkan is going to be a kapara for the gold of the Egel? What do you mean? The Kohen Gadol can't wear gold in the Kodesh Kadashim. In Kategar, Nase, Sanegar. Right, what is this chazal that we just read talking about? Right, so explains the Aruch Laner. Aruch Laner there in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavav. He says, in general, if you're just trying to use an item that reminds someone else of the sin that you did, right, I don't know, let's say I brought a golden cup of wine to a king, and as I'm bringing it to him, I said, watch this, and I spill it all over him. So that's terrible. So how do you do tshuva? I didn't do tshuva. What, so you're going to bring a different golden, spoon and say, here, I'm sorry, here. No, gold's going to... But what if you're going to bring the same gold cup and bring an even finer type of wine and say, I'm so sorry, here, this is... You use the item to dafka do tshuva. It's not just as a derech agav, I'm doing a different kind of mitzvah and I happen to use the same material. No. You're doing tshuva with this in the same type of act, and then you don't say into kanegar tavadi adavar tshuva lekapar aladavar baatzmo bazel osha kategar tekin derech tshuva shleima vamidas lashuv baoso davar shachatabo adarech shomer. Remember the Rambam says in the same place, in the same woman, in the same. That's the best type of tshuva. So here too, if Yadavka is creating the Mishkan in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the tikkun way, then from what the ego was. Then that's not going to be a problem. Ein kategar, nasa, sanegar. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Shkalim, dot base.